Welcome to episode 142 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. There are a couple of links on the show page today, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. In episode 139, I talked about a few unexpected results with my experiment with digital organisms. There are only 3 slots in the realm, and a maximum population size of 2 figures, a figure being a tiny bit of software. The process starts off when a seed figure is added to the population. The seed figure increases in size slightly by adding a randomly generated command to its end, then copies itself to a new slot, including that randomly generated command, then trims that little bit of extra code off of itself, and repeats the process. The figure it's generated, the child figure, will do the same thing. This results in figures that grow larger and larger, with more and more randomly generated instructions as the generations continue. I was repeating the results from episode 139, but this time with extra code inserted so that I could get a closer look at what was happening. The first thing I found out is that there was a bug in my code. Each time the population reaches 3 individuals, the oldest figure is deleted from the system. The maximum size a figure can reach is 6,144 numbers, which is about 2,048 commands. Of course, the figure can be looping or skipping bits of code, or even doing nothing in particular. The figures get a name. The first figure is figure 0, the second figure 1, figure 2, and so forth. With the way I first had it set up, it was reaching figure 2040, and then the system would stop. It was still attempting to execute, but nothing was happening. One figure had gone past the maximum size, and had its memory deleted, but it was still sitting in the population. The other figure was doing nothing. The result was those 2 figures were just sitting there. The population never reached 3, so no figures were getting deleted. When I took a closer look at what was happening, I found that the figure that still had memory, still had a program to execute, wasn't executing it. In the thousands of lines of code I had written, I had forgotten one line. Figures are meant to reset themselves under certain circumstances, and I had missed one of them. That figure was effectively immortal, but it was doing nothing. All I had to do was find the right place and type in reset, left parentheses, right parentheses, semicolon. I had reworked the death object so that it would remove figures that had gotten too large, so they wouldn't be cluttering up the system. It's not a lot of room for clutter when you've only got 3 spaces. Figure 2039, once the bug was removed, became the immortal one. Figure 2039 was just below the maximum size allowable. It would grow to exactly the maximum size, any larger, and it would be deleted. It would copy itself to a new slot, and then that child figure would grow slightly and be deleted. This meant that the population never reached 3, and the oldest figure, 2039, never got deleted. It just kept making fat babies that were immediately sacrificed. So I put the death clock back, a limited lifespan. I'd actually had it so that the death clock reset whenever death happened, because of a overpopulation or because one of the figures was too large. That gave me the same result. Figure 2039 kept making fat, sacrificial babies, and would never be deleted. So I changed the code slightly. If a figure was deleted because of being too large, the death clock was not reset to 0. The death clock only gets reset to 0 if one of the figures is deleted because of being too old, or because of overpopulation. That fixed the problem. The seat figure was such that the figures keep trying to get as large as they possibly can. Meanwhile, if a figure gets too large, it's deleted or dies. The figures manage to find a way to keep from getting too large. I've done several different runs and watched how they work. Examining one run, I saw it make a child that got too big and be deleted. And then it randomly changed itself and stopped increasing in size, and its children no longer increased in size. Despite being large enough for 2,048 commands, it was only running about a dozen. Skipping the instruction to increase their size with a randomly generated instruction is not the only way they found to survive. Sometimes they cut themselves down. I saw one run where they'd reached the maximum size, 6,144 numbers, and then cut themselves down to about 30 numbers. In that run, their size hovered between 30 and 36. In another run, they reached size 50, and then stayed there forever. It's an interesting set of results. It shows that under certain circumstances, the survival of the individual will trump the survival of the species. But under other circumstances, the individual cannot survive long term, and the only form of survival available is to create children. At the moment, much like Tierra, we use the seed figure, one that I wrote that knows how to copy itself. But is it possible that completely randomly generated figures could learn how to self-replicate? Well, that's another experiment, and we'll talk about that next time. See you then.